Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What a boomer sounding way to start a show. Let's talk about an email. Somebody wrote a firmly, this is so out of your playbook.
An email.
My dad does this. He writes firmly worded emails to people.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, but this one got a response in 2 minutes. That's some serious customer service, Mr. Lacob. My gosh, what a response time. How does this make everybody feel? Honestly. We can do and we will do pulling apart each of the sentences that Joe Lacob wrote back to said Warriors fan. I would love, by the way, Lucas Sleuth Job, find the Warrior fan. Try. See if you can find the emailer. What the hell? I don't know. Like, everything's all blacked out, so you can't see who it is.
Right.
But let's find the emailer.
There's an SFGate writer, yeah, who Alex Simon, who was able, you can do that noise all you want, but he actually found him and interviewed him. He's a Panamanian cruise ship employee.
Okay, great. Let's find him. Yeah. Let's get him on.
I'll reach out to Alex and see if we can't get a contact.
Great. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, I will.
Anyway.
He's a big Willard fan.
Huge. Goes both ways. Anyway, so the email goes, Dear Joe, please do something about the team. What does Steph need to do every night to win? Drop 50? Team's in need of a real second option. Jimmy's tools are being underutilized because he's playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true center. I'm so frustrated. Thanks. And then there is actually there's a first name attached to it. I'll leave it out. But anyway, that's a good fan. Like, that's a measured, smart, simple, yep, direct basketball.
Not aggressive.
Thought, yeah. Yep. Like, you don't come off like a lunatic fringe at all. It's a Warrior fan that was just like, you know what? I'm going to take this frustration, and I'm going to my laptop, and I'm going to email Joe Lacob. And Joe Lacob emailed right back.
What do you mean by right back? Like 2 minutes later?
2 minutes later.
Right back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, right back. Quote, you can't be as frustrated as me. I believe that.
Fair.
I believe that from Joe. Quote, I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play. Coaches' desires regarding players. League trends. Jimmy is not the problem. The teacher in me wants to go. Those are all sentence fragments. And he uses a period at the end of them. So that's a problem. But we can figure that out later.
It doesn't matter.
And then signed Joe. Sent from his iPhone. So Joe, like everyone I know except for Dan Diddley, is an iPhone user. But I think that the real conversation, we can pick the sentences apart, such as it's complicated, style of play, coaches' desires regarding players. That's a big one for people. I get it. That one's kind of juicy. League trends. Jimmy is not the problem. I mean, I largely agree with Joe, and let me start with the cool aspects of this. The cool aspects, and I think there are two of them, is one, Joe, really, we knew this already, boy, he really cares about Warriors basketball. And that is wonderful because there are owners out there, one of them just left the East Bay not too long ago, they don't care about their fans, they don't care about...
What do you mean?
What's the...
John Fisher.
Fisher, thank you.
You can always just say, what's his nuts?
Yeah, that what's works. His nuts?
John Fisher.
Yeah, A's guy. Anyway, he really cares about Warrior basketball. and not every owner does. And so that's wonderful. And then the second part of this is, I think the openness and the accessibility is, that's awesome. That's wonderful to not think that you're too big to respond to this man who is frustrated about Warrior basketball. I would bet that Joe saw that email the same way you and I did. Hey, that's kind of smart, direct. He's on to something.
Non-threatening.
Right.
Not too crazy.
I'm going to respond to this guy.
Yep.
I think all that's awesome. Now here's the bigger picture. You don't want your owner thinking this way? Is this, and it's not just about Joe, in a general sense, and we will take your calls on this. I think it's a really interesting conversation. 888-957-9570. Do you want the owner of one of your favorite teams thinking this way? Because this is where my mind went, and I mentioned it to you guys earlier on the crossover. What if that did come from Jed York? What if that came from Greg Johnson? I do believe that for many of you, the response and the thought would be different. I think your thought would be, hey, get out of the sports room, Jed or Greg. Like, what are you doing here? What do you mean? What do you mean style of play? What do you mean you're working on it? That's not your job. But Joe is very loved. He's been very successful. That openness, that accessibility helps him here. But it's still, to me, a very fair question. It is concerning to me when there's a basketball question and an owner says, I'm working on it. I find that to be a little uncomfortable. That's just me.
I think it's less uncomfortable for me when it's Joe Lacob because he's been here for four titles. And so he gets credit for whatever you want to give him credit for. Steph was here before him. Draymond and Clay were here before him. And Steve Kerr came in. They moved to the best arena, maybe in the United States. And, you know, they've been stacking chips. And so there's a certain amount of it, I believe, that you have to give him credit for. Does that mean that he has full license to talk about, I'm going to fix it? That's where it kind of hits me in a little bit of a way. And also his comment about, you know, coaches are going to play who they want to play, basically, to paraphrase. And that's one where it feels a little bit like, you know, he's throwing Steve Kerr kind of under the bus where, you know, Steve Kerr, coaches are going to do what they do. And yeah, maybe that's not exactly what he wants to have happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No doubt. Everybody's resume, it affects things. The way we see people, the way we react to people, you know what I mean? It's sort of like the example we've used before about your family. Like if you heard about somebody acting up at school, but it's your kid, you're going to be like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to see that kid's side of the story. If you hear someone else's kids doing it, you'd be like, that little punk, a little jerk. So like Joe has earned that, and I understand that. At the same time, you have employed a lot of really, really smart basketball people, whether that's Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy, and then we could go on and on, the rest of the Warrior staff. They've all been very successful. They've all been involved with championships, have they not? So when we get to a point like this and we hear, I'm working on it, and maybe we're, you know, maybe we're going a little bit exact words too much. I don't think it's like a problem that Joe is involved. Joe's going to be involved. He has been involved. That's not a bad thing. But in a general sense, I don't love the idea of, in times of trouble, especially when an owner sort of decides, okay, this is – this is now on my back. I'm the one who's going to go fix the basketball, especially because if we do want to get into all of the talent evaluation stuff, I mean, Joe has planted his flag on a couple of players that have sunk.
Well, That's true. I mean, we think it's true.
Well, Wiseman.
Well, he's never come out and said, like, I made that pick. I saved the day.
No, it's not about who made the pick, but he definitely planted his flag with Wiseman.
Well, I saved the day.
We can talk about Jonathan Kuminga, and that to me becomes the more like modern and current question is that what he's talking about when he says coaches' desires regarding players?
It has to be one of them at least.
Right. So
absolutely.
The coach's desire regarding players, maybe it doesn't match up with what Joe Lacob actually wants. And that's to where it becomes interesting for me because he might love Kuminga more than he wants Steve Kerr to be here for the next 5 years. And if that's the case, then yeah, Steve Kerr won't be here into next year, maybe not even for the rest of this year.
I don't know. That feels like a difficult one for me to think that they would all sort of like that's the hill they're going to die on because they were trying to trade Jonathan Kuminga all offseason. And Joe would have
had for Kevin Durant.
Well, sure. Well,
that's different than, you know.
They were in at least substantive talks with many other teams. Kings,
for Malik Monk. I mean,
But Joe would have had to have signed off on the concept.
Right.
Right?
And that to me is the bigger question here is what you just said. Joe would have to sign off on the concept.
And Joe would also, if he wanted Kuminga so badly forever, he could have walked in and offered him the contract that Jonathan wanted.
Right.
He could have done it. He didn't do that.
He's a businessman. So he's not just going to give a guy, not just going to shovel money at a guy just because he really likes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.